This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, with our seventh podcast on smallmouth bass. What I'm going to do today is cover the streamer tactics which are applicable for smallmouth fishing from the middle of May till the middle of June. But I'm going to take a little different twist today. The picture you're seeing here is actually a typical smallmouth streamer run. In fact, I learned this game from Charlie Waterman and Ray Hurley out on the Yellowstone River. So if you're used to fishing big streamer runs on the Yellowstone River, these streamer runs that we're going to cover today are quite applicable on the smallmouth gearing. So starting up in the left-hand side of that picture, that's where we have the riffle running in. We're setting up an imaginary pool that's about 400 feet long. The pool is about 150 feet wide. On the near side where you and I are standing looking at this pool, right up under the riffle, that water might be running, anywhere from 2 feet deep over on this side to maybe as much as 5 feet deep on the far side. Now I'm talking about right up under the head of the riffle. And then it gets deep in the middle. Of course, it tapers off in the shallows in the tail of the pool. All right, but let's start up under the head of the pool. The closest corner up there, I'm going to start calling this Charlie Waterman's corner, because Waterman was the one that alerted me to this. Before I actually wade into a pool to cover it now, I stay back on the bank and cover that slow current that you see labeled there with streamers such as a Sculpin, Mad Tom, Shanks White Streamer, that kind of thing. But I'm staying back on the bank and covering that with a couple casts. Then after I've caught all the fish I figure I can get out of that, out to maybe 30 or 40 feet, I'll wade across the stream over to where you see it labeled as medium current. I'll be making casts from 30 feet out to as far as I'm comfortable, covering that with those same patterns. A couple longer casts, longer casts, longer casts, and I'll gradually work my way all the way across below that riffle. Now, it may get too deep for me out on that far side, or the current may get too fast for me. So after I've covered everything I can cover up in there with my down and across streamer techniques, and by the way, if you don't know what we're calling streamers, in our lingo, streamer mean minnow imitations. So after I've covered the head of that, I'd work back over to the near bank where you see we're talking about water about 2 feet deep. Then I proceed on down the side of the pool all the way down to the tail. Now, what I do there, I don't go back and forth across the river as much as I did up under the head. I'll come down that pool moving, I'll make a cast, take a step, make a cast, take a step, that kind of thing. Casting down and across at about a 10-degree angle, stripping the streamer back at about 6 inches every 5 seconds to swim it across there. So let's say I'm down right where you see that marker saying 150 feet wide. I'm standing on the near bank, casting out in there, 30 or 40 foot cast, and I'm stripping that back very slowly. Now you can imagine as the current pushes that, it's actually swinging on down to almost directly below me. After I fish that out, I'll make a little bit longer cast, maybe adding 5 feet to the cast, and let it cover that piece of pie. So what you can see as I make longer and longer cast, I'm covering a little bit bigger piece of the pie. I don't wade real far out in the middle of the pool, because often, as you can see there, it might get up to 4 feet deep in the middle of the pool pretty quickly. But I'm going to reach out there as far as I'm comfortable with my longest cast and do that same down and across streamer technique. Now, in order to detect the strikes here, it's very important that once you make a cast fishing a streamer, Shanks White Streamer, Murray's Mad Tom Sculpin, that kind of thing, casting down and across at a 10 to 20 degree angle, put the line over the first or second finger of your rod hand, and you're stripping that slowly, as we mentioned. Now, be sure and pivot as the current is pushing that whole fly line downstream. You want to make sure your rod tip is pointed where the fly line is coming out of the water. Let me say that again. You want your rod tip pointed always when you're fishing underwater. You want your rod tip pointed where the fly line is coming out of the water. Now, what this enables you to do is feel that strike the very instant the fish takes your streamer. Now, having experienced that, you'll feel that bump, you'll feel that tug. I like to set the hook quickly with both the fly rod and the line hand. I nail him just as quickly as I can nail him. You're using a 2X leader. If your knots are at all dependable, you're not going to snap that guy off. So hit him just as quickly as you can hit him and cover that mid-pool area, and then take 10 steps downstream, work a little bit longer line, cover that lower part, and keep on going till you get down to the tail of the pool. Now, I'm going to throw a couple things at you on the tail of the pool. Although we're talking early in the season here, let me expand on this just a little bit while you have a picture of what I'm talking about. As I approach the tail of that pool, I know that many of the big bass come back in there to feed late in the evening. The last hour of daylight, the tail of the pool is a hot spot. If you've got water from knee-deep to hip-deep over a cobblestone bottom, there are going to be some big bass in there feeding. Mad Toms are back in here in great numbers. There are also some shiner minnows down back in here. The Murray Mad Tom sculpin is a tremendous pattern to use back in here. The Murray's shiner is good back in here. The Murray's chub is good back in here. So cover the tail of that pool just as thoroughly as you can. Now, let me just kind of jump ahead of the season a little bit. From July all the way through to the fall, the tail of the pool is a real gold mine. Now, what I do, I'll continue fishing the pool just like I've done till I get down within maybe 30 to 50 feet of that riffle that leaves the pool. That's what I'm calling the tail of the pool. It's upstream of the riffle. All right, when I get down within, say, 50 feet of the tail of the pool, I'll get out of the stream and circle around and come in below, and I'll fish that tail of the pool upstream with a streamer, same ones we just mentioned, kind of fanning my cast across that whole tail of the pool. Last summer in particular, this was so outstanding that many times if I was running late in the evening and didn't have time to do the whole thing, I'd forego all the rest of the pool and head of the tails of the pool, and very seldom did it let me down. Probably the biggest fish I caught all last year once the river got low were in the tails of these pools, but I was waiting upstream and casting up and up and across stream. Now, obviously, you've got to wade carefully. As that water gets low, it gets spooky. But now, this is a typical way of how I fish what I call a streamer run. That thing you're looking at right there, I'd call a streamer run. Whether it's on the Shenandoah River or whether it's on the Yellowstone River, far as I'm concerned, the tactics are the same. If you have any question on any of this, just call me at Murray's Fly Shop at Edinburgh at 540-984-4212, and I'll be glad to answer any of your question. Next week, we're going to get in the dry fly fishing for smallmouth bass that takes place from mid-May to mid-June. So we'll talk about different topics as we go all the way through the season. We've got about 15 of these all lined up. Thank you very much.